Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Sam Toya is on a phone line. Sam, thanks for joining us on WGN. You are the president of the Illinois Restaurant Association. How are you today, Sam?
You know, America 2.0, 1 hour at a time. But as you were saying, this is definitely moving backwards spells complete devastation for the restaurant industry. And you're absolutely right. We do need a stimulus bill. We need the Restaurant Act passed. That was part of the HEROES Act that was passed out of the United States House. With it, it was $120 billion in grants to independent restaurants. In Chicago, we're a very independent restaurant city. We're not like Tampa or Houston, a chain restaurant town. So it's very important that, we pass a stimulus bill for the restaurant industry like we've done in the past for the airlines, for the banking industry, for the auto industry. You know, we are the largest private sector employer here in the state of Illinois. We began the year with over 594,000 people working in the restaurant food service industry with over 25,000 restaurants. The National Restaurant Association predict that 20% of the restaurants could close. That's 5,000 restaurants and over 120,000 jobs. That's why we need the United States federal government to step up the stimulus bill for the restaurants.
Okay, hold on, Sam. Hold on. You're terrific. I know you've got the numbers, and I also want to ask you about the Four County and the City of Chicago restrictions. Just stay right there. We'll pick this up in a minute. Sam Toy's on a phone line, and I'd like to hear from you, too. 312-981-7200. How would you advise the mayor or the governor on this is my question for you. And if you say, yeah, double down, thumbs up, I'd like to hear that. If not, I'd like to hear that, too. Right now we're visiting with Sam Toya. Sam is from the Illinois Restaurant Association. He's the president of that organization, representing, Sam, how many restaurants and employees in Illinois?
We began the beginning of the year with over 594,000 people working in the restaurant food service industry here in the state of Illinois and over 25,000 restaurants, retail food licenses out there.
Yeah. So when they say, okay, but we're going to have to shut down these four counties, more severe restrictions in Will County and so forth, now what's your organization's reaction to that?
Well, I mean, again, moving backwards spells complete devastation for the restaurant industry. You know, and we understood this last, you know, when we went into shelter in place last March and April, but the science surrounding COVID-19 has evolved. So we think the metrics for mitigation needs to, kind of evolve as well. So we don't understand why we have to go from, social distancing, which the governor's team put together when we reopened our restaurants. So you have to be 6 feet apart, wear a mask, sanitize stations throughout the restaurants. We get all that. But it's alarming that restaurants are among the only businesses affecting the governor's most recent announcement, especially given our industry safety standards. We're one of the highly regulated industries out here. We get visited by the health department. We get visited by the building department. We know how to do this right. Social distancing, wearing masks, sanitize stations throughout the restaurant, making sure we have time reservation blocks for people that come in. So we just, again, going from on to off, I don't know. We'd rather move back slower with PPE in place.
I don't know I'm confused, and I think I know what you're going to say about this, but on the one hand, I heard that the spread is now in homes where people are just gathering with their family and friends, but I've also heard that the people who do get COVID, 50% of them had recently been to a restaurant. So I'm not exactly sure what the exchange rate is in these restaurants. Is that where people are getting it and then bringing it home, or are they getting it home and then bringing it to restaurants? I don't know. But at least,
I mean, that's a very, very good question. Again, I think you're more likely to get the coronavirus in one of your friends' basement than you are in a personal gathering, than you are in one of our restaurants here throughout the state of Illinois. Now, we always say, I want to make sure I go on and say that we do not, the IRA, the Illinois Restaurant, has emphasized we do not advocate for operators to disobey the governor executive order, even though we cannot support the mitigation measure. But we do not want them to, like I said, disobeyed the governor's executive. Absolutely not.
Okay, but what are you saying? I mean, so you're telling the restaurants to do everything that the state is requiring in those four counties and whatever Lori Lightfoot has in store too, right?
Yes, we are. But what we're also saying is we're trying to talk to the governor and his team saying, can't we go to 25% capacity? Do we have to go to 0% capacity? And we agree. People should not be standing at the bar. We think that diners should be in seats. And when they're in their seats, they're wearing their mask. When the wait person comes, they're wearing their mask. When the food comes, you take your mask off. And then when the wait person comes back, you put your mask on. Covered faces keep open places. Social distancing, we get that. We just need to work together. But we agree that people should not be standing around a restaurant party. Diners should be in seats with their faces covered, 100%. But not close down 100%.
That's the problem,
you know, at least go to 25%.
But the governor isn't saying the restaurants have to completely close down, is he?
Well, he's saying indoor dining's got to completely close down. You can still do curbside pickup. You can do delivery, and you can do outdoor dining. Now, outdoor dining worked in June and July and August. We had a great summer, but we're in mid-fall now. We're at Halloween. We're getting into colder weather, so there's really going to be not much outdoor dining. I know we're encouraging people to try to work on outdoor dining like they do in Northern European cities like Paris or in Toronto in Canada or throughout ski towns throughout Colorado. But again, you're lucky to get maybe a few of these igloo domes. Maybe you can get three or four of them. That's only like maybe 16 seats. So again, we're saying 20, you know, we get it. We need to go backwards, but we'd rather do it like a dimmer light than an on-off switch. So we're at basically around 50% occupancy. Could we go to 25% occupancy and make sure diners are in their seat with covered faces at all times?
Well, if you say, okay, you're a restaurant in Naperville or Geneva and you can't be a restaurant now, and we'll let you know when you can again, but you cannot make money now. You cannot get money to pay your bills, pay your staff. You can't get money to live. And the state isn't going to kick anything in, or the federal government is going to not kick anything in, then that's where the big disconnect is. I would be less exercised about this if at least the government said, okay, we're going to shut you down, but here's something to tide you over. But they're not doing that. And so shy of another stimulus bill or unemployment supplement for your employees, I don't know how they can do that. I understand why they want to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. The state needs to provide grants, waive licensing and permit fees, and delay tax payments. That's what the state needs to do. But we all know the real money is really at the federal level. That's why we need, the federal government to step up with a stimulus bill. And we have one out there, the Restaurant Act, which is $120 billion in it for independent restaurants. That means you have to have, you know, less than 20 restaurants per your company, and you would get these grants to stay open. The government has done this before. The federal government has done this before for the airlines just recently, and they've done it in the past for the banking and the auto industry. So do it for the largest private sector employer here in the state of Illinois, the second largest private sector employer throughout the country.
You know, you mentioned that before the break, and I hadn't thought about that because maybe I haven't traveled a lot to Tampa or Miami or wherever, but Orlando, I'll bet, is one of these where you have the big chain restaurants, and that's where people go. But Chicago has more independent restaurants, right?
Absolutely. We're an independent restaurant town. Look at our neighborhoods, Chinatown, Little Village, Greek Town, Little Italy. We're known as a culinary epic center of independent restaurants in our 77 communities. So it's important that we step up with the Restaurant Act to support our independent restaurants. We're a city of immigrants as well. A lot of immigrants get in the restaurant industry over the last 100 years, from the Eastern Europeans to the Greeks to the Italians to
Sam,
the Asians.
So I would just say this then to our listeners. We'll close on this, Sam, but do the restaurants a favor, right? I mean, be as compliant as you can when you're in the restaurant, because if we don't behave, then these people are out of jobs. Then they don't get to work.
Very true. Yeah. Very, very, very true. So that's why we've got to make sure covered faces, keep open places, social distancing. We get it. 99% of restaurants out here are doing it right. We're a highly regulated industry. So please covered faces, keep open places, wear your mask so we can stay open and get this COVID-19 numbers down below 6.5 again.
Okay, Sam, we can do something for you down the road. You give us a call, all right?
Will do. Thank you for having me on.
That's Sam Toy, president of the Illinois Restaurant Association.